So here we go. Today, the seminar topic for this Tabella seminar is Find the Keys to Unlock Your Unlimited Potential. So I want to say hello and welcome to all our co-sponsored teleseminars. This seminar is supported by Member Solutions, of course, and taking it to the next level. And when I began consulting some 4 years ago, I never realized where it would actually lead me. I have to say that I'm very lucky with the place that I've been invited to speak as far as the Maya Super Show and different events for Member Solutions and all over the country, actually, as well as all the great people that I met and have had the privilege to work with over the last few years. What excites me most about consulting is the purity. It allows me to share honestly with the clients, the prospects, and school owners alike about what I do. It's like passing down proven self-defense skills that I've worked on in the dojo or have been worked on in the battlefield from one generation to the next generation. If we were to stick with the analogy of a battlefield, it would be easy, but just like in any battle and wars of the past, things are changing so rapidly it's hard to stay on one plan for the entire time. Business owners of the future have to be agile, flexible, coordinated, not only physically but mentally and most importantly in business. Now, I pride myself in clarity when teaching to my students, my martial arts students. So I want to right now reiterate my philosophy to all of you that are on the line or possibly listening at a later date, exactly what my approach is to consulting. So when I began taking it to the next level, it was purely for the benefit of my staff. Later on, I was introduced to the idea of opening it to the public by a friend when he asked me if he could use the systems. Once I saw the results that I knew, immediately it was something that should be done for everybody. Once the system was released, many people jumped on the bandwagon in the program, and I found that the program taking it to the next level offers doesn't fit everyone. But first, let me outline what we do and give you a quick elevator speech on the mission statement of who we are and what we do and what my approach to consulting is and how it can help school owners like yourselves who are online or listening at a later time. Next Level is taking it to the next level is a proven step-by-step business education forum. The system is a monthly curriculum, as if you were to teach this to your students from beginner to black belts. We're set up similarly for the consulting package for those clients that have been with me since the beginning. A good majority of them use the systems regularly. For those that have joined and canceled, they've really not disciplined themselves to use the material. So my analogy right now is the consulting industry at large is an information resource with no beginning and no end. It's filled with every stitch of information you need to run a business, much like the public library has information for you. The public library has anything on everything that you want to learn, but the hard part is to pinpoint the information that you really need. Even if you go to the library and you speak with a librarian, they can point you in one direction or the other. But if the library, in our case, the consulting program, gives you information as the client or as a student, and that information is hard to figure out, it's not worth a penny to you. So many times the information that we have at our fingertips now is paralyzing. It's a paralyzing process. And if you can understand it and get your head around it, sometimes it takes forever to institute. So the next possibility is maybe due to one small, intricate missing component in something that you're learning could make all the difference in the world. It could be the difference between right and wrong or the difference between yielding results or not. So 99% of the time, it's not really the system, it's the operator. You could become, like I use in my analogy when I explain Next Level to people, that you could become the master puzzle maker. Putting together the puzzle, everything you need is in the box, all the pieces. Now it's up to you to take the time to figure it out and try to implement that into the systems and make them work. For example, you throw your puzzle out on the desk, and all of a sudden you have all these pieces. You flip them over, you get to see the photos, and now you start putting pieces together. Sometimes it's a right-hand corner, sometimes it's the center, sometimes it's the bottom, sometimes it's the top, but you don't have a complete picture. It's our goal and Member Solutions and taking it to the next level and myself to pretty much lay out the entire puzzle for you. At Next Level, and most of the consulting that I do at Member Solutions, we're here to help you every step of the way. We pride ourselves in giving you the diagram of how to do it, the picture to the reference, the finished product, and we number each piece of the puzzle. So it only takes time by turning them over and looking for number one, number two, number three, and number four. If anyone's online now, I'm sure you can agree that each each magazine that you get in the mail or whether you're a member of any of the consulting groups that are out there, all this information is good. I know that I was a proponent of this where I'd say, oh, that's a great idea, and I'd run right out and I'd institute it. But many times I was putting the horse after the cart, or before the cart, actually. And what was happening was that I was doing different things that were not really in the place that they should have been. In other words, I want to build my foundation before I start putting the roof and the walls on. So here's how I know my program works, and I'll give you an example. We have a client. His name is Chuck Jean Greco of Westchester Martial Arts. He's a perfect example. I've been doing elite one-on-one consulting with him for over a year. Actually, October is our first year anniversary. When we began, we started at the beginning, at the very core. We looked at the prices of his programs. We looked at the program options, whether he had upgrades. And we wanted to find out what was being done all around in his school. Basically, what was the nucleus of the school and what made that school tick. If the school is a very successful school, very often school owners are not willing to look back that far back in time. They want results from where they stand, and they want to move forward from here to where they're going, not going back to correct all the little incidental issues and problems. Another parallel to the martial arts is if we taught an advanced move, let's say, to our students, and we didn't teach them that just doing this advanced move is not going to help them to block an attack or block in a punch. So no matter how good they are at this new advanced move, if they're still getting hit every time someone throws a punch at them, it doesn't matter. So that every new fandangled, phase of the martial art industry that comes out is not something that should always be jumped upon. It doesn't mean that you have to ignore it, but most importantly, it's important to go back in time and see what you're doing and what you're doing right. So Chuck and his wife, Kara, from Westchester Martial Arts, have literally transformed their school, nearly tripling their income in less than a year. So what is it that you do, you may ask? You sold me. What do I do now? And this is a simple little breakdown. When I started the consulting with him, we looked at many things. Again, from monthly fees to revamping the communication process with students and parents, we added in a great deal of effort into special events. Again, the communication played a huge part in that. We worked hard at building the retail up in his school, tying in specific items into the curriculum. We also added on ways to follow up and follow through using the Taking It to the Next Level program managerial layout. This is a blueprint that I give to all my next level clients that pretty much spells out every single aspect of a martial arts school on what to do on a daily, weekly, biweekly, and monthly basis. The ultimate goal is to get people into a system that they can follow on a daily basis. I know that you may hear this quite often, and I don't agree with this at all, but it's been said, and I've even read it on ads in the different magazines, that it says martial arts are not rocket science. Well, if this were the case, then everyone who opened up a martial arts school would be successful. And I find that 30 to 40% of the schools that open go out of business within the first 2 to 3 years. So it's a total falsehood saying that martial arts is not rocket science. Of course, we're not building a rocket. But it's not an easy program. It's not an easy business to run. The goal is for me as a consultant to help school owners work smart and hard, but of course mostly smart. You may be wanting the nuts and bolts right now. Right now you're saying, so far I've just told you a bunch of things that you pretty much know already. But literally, we've transformed many of our clients' schools, and it wasn't about big things. It was about the small things. It wasn't about the new phase of mixed martial arts and jumping on that bandwagon. For many school owners, that's just not possible. The one guy who's on here right now is an Aikido instructor. He may not want to teach mixed martial arts. There might be a traditional ninjutsu teacher who might not want to go the way of the mixed martial arts. So what do? Do we just agree that we're going to just fall to the wayside like the dinosaurs, or do we become better at the newest marketing campaigns? Or do we become better at putting together sound business practices and building a core group of clientele? I just recently read an article this morning in NAPMA magazine with Steve LaValle. Again, Mr. LaValle is a highly successful professional school owner, and he's an icon in the industry. And what I took from the article is there are three phases, and we use these three phases in our martial arts school. Number one is the students. Number two is the business, and number three is the communication. Once you have all of those things working in tandem, you should have a well-oiled machine and be well on your way to success. Without any one of these areas, the school will not be where you want it to be. Within the three areas, though, there are many other areas which make a huge difference and play a part. It's almost like a spoke on the wheel. You can have a wheel with three spokes, three solid, strong spokes, and still have a good wheel. But normally on a regular bicycle, there's many spokes, and if one of those are not really strong, the wheel becomes warped. The next three things that we talk about is new students, student retention, and curriculum. Without new students, you're lost. Your school will eventually die. New students are the lifeblood to any school. No matter how good you are at retention, there will always be amount of attrition within your school, so which always leads us back to new students, of course. And the second topic is retention, student retention. And rather than going into specific retention, it's everything you do. Retention is everything you do to keep a student. And if they're a child, of course, keep the child and the parent happy. We have to continue to strive to be our best in customer satisfaction. I think that this is another area that's highly missed in most small and large businesses, period. It takes twice the amount of money to secure a new student than it does to keep an old student. So a student who's happy may refer you to someone else, and that referral is a much better sale than a cold lead. The last but not final is your curriculum. Well put curriculum, actually, it's not the last thing, I shouldn't say, but actually it's one of the last. But, you know, you have to understand that if you don't have a curriculum that's sellable, believable, and valuable, then you're not nothing more than any other school in the area or any other hobby and so on. So you have to ask yourself, what separates you from others? Really, the most important thing should be your curriculum. You have all of the systems in place, and with all these business systems that you could learn from anybody, without a good, solid product, which is your curriculum, your business is going to go down. Now I'm going to share with you a secret. Many times when I do one-on-one consulting where I meet a client for the first time, I can easily give them 20 to 30 things that could make them a ton of money and they could be highly successful in their schools. For any well-seasoned consultant, this is easy. The thing that puts an entirely different light on the entire program is if a person running the school is not capable of running the school, then that school is going to suffer. The other day I watched, this was for the first time I watched the show, The Kitchen Nightmares, or I think that's the title, and I was kind of amazed at how the one head chef, Chef Ramsay, I believe his name is, he came in and he redid the entire restaurant from the ground up. First he watched the restaurant and sampled the food. Then he went into the kitchen and watched them in action. Finally, then he watched the owner. And after seeing all of this, he had to say that he decided that the biggest problem and the biggest failure was the owner. And he had to call the owner to the table on that. The owner was living like he was a millionaire. He had a really fancy car. He yelled at his staff. He didn't lend a hand. He didn't lead by example. When things were needed to be done, they didn't get done. He was basically a thorn in the side of the operation. So at times I can tell an owner what to do, but I can't tell them how they're going to do it. I don't know if they have charisma, they have personality, if they have the dynamics to run a company. I can only recommend to them what they should be doing, and whether they do it or not is another thing. So with a guy like Chuck Giangreco, for example, he's one of the go-getters, and other guys that I've done consulting with, that they actually go out there and they're doing it. You know, they see something and they run with it. But the great thing about people who are successful is they're not running off in many, many different directions. Why is it a system works for one and not for others? This is a simple, simple thing. It's basically perception. Here's another example. If someone gets on the phone with me, they want to know one of two things. Most commonly, they want to know how they get more students in their school. Their heads are always thinking marketing. They're not thinking of all the other things like professional high-quality service. They're not thinking of student retention. They're not thinking of time management, goal setting, professional conduct, and also curriculum. They're thinking, how do I get people through the door? For example, in an extreme, there are not people interested in selling or buying horse manure. There's only a select certain people in the world that actually sell it and buy it. And if you're in that business, that's the people that you need to find, but you have to have the product with the niche. So if you don't have a product that is, you know, worth it and valuable, or you can't get the point across to the client, the prospective client, then you're dead in the water. So it really doesn't matter what marketing campaign you have, what systems you have in place, if you don't have all the other things ready to go. Another product of taking it to the next level is building a strong foundation deep into the ground. Rather than pouring concrete slab on top of the ground, we need to dig down deeply so that as you grow, your foundation can support many stories. I speak to semi-successful school owners, and the minute they're doing well, they immediately think, wow, I should open up a second location. I always discourage people from this mentality. My goal is to get all school owners to be highly profitable, low-stress, high-quality martial arts schools. I want them to realize that the bigger isn't always better. Along with multi-school operations comes a huge amount of headaches. Really, the bottom line is we need to start to goal set and prepare the vision of each school owner. So whoever's on the line today, here's a homework assignment for you guys. Number one, you can write this down. I want you to journal. I want you to take 2 weeks and test your discipline. In fact, I challenge you to do it. And if you do it and you email it to me, your journal, complete with each and every day for 14 days straight, I'll give you a choice of any one of my DVDs worth $50. Here's the goal. The reason is we're trying to establish what you're doing on a regular basis and what you're not doing. We're going to determine what your systems are, how they're operating behind the scenes, and what ones you need to implement. We're also working on gathering enough information to decide what can be delegated to your staff and assistant instructors and also to your partners. The ultimate goal with this journaling process is, at the end of this, you could even start in an employee manual from this with the last list of tasks and things to do. As I've said before, we have one of these, they're basically actually a blueprint of everything that goes on in your school. And we have one of these operating in our school on a regular basis where we're watching what the staff is doing, we're seeing what's wasted time and so on. So here's the whole foundation. You take your day from the minute you wake up to the minute you go to sleep, and any time you do something, you write it down. If you brush your teeth, you write it down, how long it took, what you did next, and so on and so forth. And I know this seems to be tedious, and many people, they shy away from this because actually two things happen. One, you start to realize that you're really wasting a lot of time. And the next thing is that sometimes it's a scary process because you think that you're doing what you want to do, but in really reality is that you're not doing it at all. So most of these school owners that I do this drill with, this journaling process, they find out where they're floundering and where they're not getting the results that they need, where they're not getting the necessary items accomplished. Our goal is to get each one of my next level clients and all the people that I help with Member Solutions running as efficiently as possible. And what I found that after the school takes the time to journal and they put all the necessary systems in place and they get in the habit of doing them on a regular basis, they really become great at them. Then they find themselves with plenty of time saved for either relaxation, family time, or to build the business even more. And I hope that you'll take this challenge, and like I said, one more time, I challenge you to go out there and actually do this so what when you do, you can find out what's going on within your company. You could pretty much see whether you're wasting time on email, and you're gonna find out what's the quality items that need to be done. I hope by now you're still not asking how this fits into the topic heading, which is, you know, unlimited potential, and I hope that you're seeing the key points. But if not, here, let me just quickly go over it again. Number one, it's not about major hits. It's about the little things. It's better to fish for the whale rather than to pull up 1,000 minnows. Most school owners are looking for big hits, when in reality, if they're sticking to a professional, well-orchestrated plan, then they're going to have wealth beyond their wildest dreams. The second thing that's important is systems. Systems are the key to your success, not only in the office, but on the floor as well. If you're well organized, then you'll be very professional, and if you're professional, you'll have happier clients. Remember the three areas: new students, existing students, and curriculum. The third thing is, last but not least, is putting into effect a communication network, a great communication network. This is not just to advertise special events or promote sales. It's really geared towards the fact that you need to get everyone, all your clients, whether it be students or the parents, on the same page. They need to be sharing the same message and believing in the vision that you've painted for your school. And if you're not concentrating on this, then you'll find your referral program will lack the spunk and enrollment. And we'll talk about referrals in a second, but you have to get people to buy into what you're doing. And let me give you an example on this. Last night in my school, my program manager was basically talking to one of my clients. This woman and her son have been with me for probably about 2.5-3 years. They were coming up for renewal, and we've had some little struggles in the past with this one child where he's very shy, he's a little timid, and he's gotten injured doing some grappling because, you know, he just wasn't putting his effort forward. So the parent doesn't want them, they didn't want him at the time to do this kind of process in our school. But I kind of said to him, well, if he's going to be in our school, he's got to learn this. So anyway, I went out and I met with the mom, and it seemed to me that we had a really great conversation. I actually was quite happy. I pat her on the back. I'm saying, wow, we've come a long way. She was saying things to me like, yeah, I know my son needs this, and I know he needs that, and we're going to work together. And anyway, I left feeling happy, walked on the floor. When I came back out, the parent was gone, and my program manager said, like, wow, they had nothing but bad things to say about you. And I said, what are you talking about? We just basically spoke. She seemed to be on the same page as me. She was happy. And then the program manager says, yeah, you know how they one thing to your face and another thing behind your back. I look at this as a way that I failed because I'm still not communicating the value systems in our school to the clients. I know that I have to become better at that. If I'm going to reach that parent and really get them to understand who we are and what we do and what we're all about, I need to communicate better. Even though I thought I was communicating with her, we were missing something. So remember, a highly satisfied client is someone who really wants to buy into the vision. And once they buy into that vision, they want to share what they're experiencing with others. So communication leads to more clients, more retention, a better quality of student. Let's quickly take a few minutes and talk about marketing. Marketing, in its very definition, I went on the online dictionary, and it says marketing is the act of buying or selling or the total of activities involved with the transfer of goods from the producer or seller to the consumer or buyer. Advertising, basically, is similar. Imagine a machine or an engine running a product. This engine supplies power to your building, let's say. Sort of like gasoline to the car or an electric to the light bulb. If you use the light bulb as an example, there are many different wattages to light a room. If the room is larger, we need more bulbs, we need more wattage, or else the room will be dark. The question I ask most business owners is, how much is your marketing machine turned on? What is the wattage of your marketing? Here's another example and analogy. Let's pretend you're a huge corporation and you have an engine running your marketing behind the scenes 24/7, 365 days a week. I mean, 365 days per year. And you have this machine running, and every time it turns, every cycle, it's spitting out more marketing material, reaching more clients, connecting with potential people in your business. Normally, when a martial arts school or business owner takes a look at their marketing machine, they find that there's a small amount of time per month being utilized on the marketing campaign. In other words, if you look at yourself right now and you say, what am I doing to actually get my clients or get new clients? What is it that I'm doing to get people to recognize what we do, who we are, what our vision is, why we're so good at what we do, and how much time per month or per week do I actually do it? This is important for you to ask yourself. It's something that I think is the most neglected section of our business. We teach, we do classes, we're out there, we do all these things, but what are we doing on a regular basis, whether it be daily, weekly, or monthly, to get people to recognize that we're, you know, who we are and what we do? Let me give you a few tips on marketing, just some of the ideas, and here are some different ways to market. Number one is lead boxes. Obviously, this is an old-age philosophy. You've seen them all the time. They're neglected, I think, not used enough in our business. Pretend that you have 150 students, and your goal is by the end of the year to have 200. Not the end of this year, the end of next year. All you have to do is get, let's say, 20 lead boxes out there. Keep them in these high-traffic places. And even if you got 50 leads per box and 45 of them were bogus leads, you know, silly names, half filled out forms, but you had 5 good leads that you could call and convert. If you had only 10 boxes out and you converted half of those 5 leads, that would be 20 new students just from this one source. It'd be worth taking your time to go out, maintain the boxes, check the boxes, bring the leads in and make the phone calls. Another area would be print material, including your VIP cards, door hangers, flyers, free buddy passes, buddy day passes, and so on. Another avenue of marketing might be print media. This is the hard ads that you run in local papers. Number 4 could be free print media, like getting a press release out on a monthly basis. Number 5 could be radio and TV, you know, paid or free. Depending on the local cable networks, you might be able to do an interview on your school, on the local news channel. Six would be public events like special events, fairs, shows, visiting a mall, whatever you could do to get involved more with the community and get them to see you. Another one might be business appreciation. This is one we use quite often. This could also tie into the lead boxes. This is great for everyone, and local businesses alike. Basically, you do an exchange on advertising. You take the time to see if Joe's Pizza down the road would allow you to put flyers on every one of the boxes of pizza that they sell. And in turn, you'll buy all their pizzas for all your birthday parties at their location, and you'll put their coupon on your welcome to the family packages, or we'll give them to your new students, or hang it in your lobby. This is a really good exchange. If you could do this with five or six businesses, it's going to bring your name out there pretty much virtually for no money at all. And one other one is free self-defense seminars at locations, even at local companies, car dealerships, big computer manufacturers, just giving them something for free to get your name out there. These are just a few of 50 different ideas that I could give you, and I have hundreds of them that we use about 50 of these different ideas on a regular basis. The big question is, how many of these ideas do you guys have in action? And here's another thing, another homework assignment. I would say by January 1st, at least have a good idea of what you want to do. I want you to, by January 1st or the first month of hearing this recording, take the time to set out a list of things that you want to put into play for the next 4 months. It should be your goal to have up and running at least 10 new marketing ideas within the next 4 months. The thing you have to remember is that you have to be running 24/7 all the time without stopping. You can't start with vengeance and stop halfway through and abandon the campaign. If you don't do it consistently, don't waste your time at all. I'd rather see you do two things at 100% rather than 20 things at like 4 or 5%. So make sure that you're really, really working hard at developing this marketing campaign and getting this machine, the marketing machine that I explained before, running behind you, and making sure that you could really basically get more people to the, draw more people to the school so that you could share your dream and message about what you're all about. Now, we've done two homework assignments. One is the journal. Two is really basically to discover your marketing, but the real challenge is to get different marketing tools in place and running on a regular basis, just like we would teach our students to make sure that they learn how to block, kick, punch, in certain martial arts, body evasion, what we call Tai Sabaki, moving the body out of the way, Ashi Sabaki, footwork, and so on. And, you know, it's important for us to understand that if we're not doing this and we're not spending a good amount of time on marketing our school, promoting our school, communicating to the parents, communicating to the clients, then we're missing a large amount of what needs to be done to run a successful school. It's not about jumping on the fanciest marketing campaign that's out there, this new special way of writing a sales letter or getting out there and, you know, jumping on the mixed martial arts. Really, it's about determining who you are and what you want to do for the client that you're trying to reach. Another quick example is this. If you wanted to gain, let's just say, 50 students from now until June of next year, you could literally go out with a clipboard and just basically ask people if they're interested in health and fitness and then ask them if they'd like to get tips from you on that over the next 4 months. Basically, every single person you come in contact with could be a potential client. There's going to be a lot of people that say they're not interested, but even if you wanted to, all you have to do is go out and make contact. It's really not that hard to reach people. You just have to put the effort into doing it. Many school owners sit back. They sit in their school. They wait. They run an ad. They wait. They call. They do a special push. They wait. And basically what happens is the ads and the leads dribble in. What we want to do is create much more of a source and close those students, get them in the school, and close them and sign them up. Anyway, before I close, I wanted to ask Angela if you could open up. We have two people online, it seems, and maybe we could open up if you guys have any questions so far. And I know Angela said we have 40 minutes. Normally I do it for about an hour, but 45 minutes would be pretty good today, which is only going to leave us 15 more minutes. So, Angela, if you could open it up, and I don't know if anybody has a question out there. And I don't know if anyone had sent them over via email, so let's see. Let me go online and see the questions, see all questions. And okay. Here's one. It says that you like the idea of the pizza company and putting flyers on every box in exchange for ordering pizza from their location. The business appreciation, it's saying, do you have any other business appreciation ideas? Well, basically that idea, whether it be for pizza parlors, goes with anybody. Normally, I'll give you another good idea that I just did recently. I just recently got a BlackBerry telephone. The telephone guy I deal with, basically, you know, he said to me, hey, take the phone and, you know, when you want, you pay me. I figured, hey, I don't want to pay him. So rather than rip him off, I figured I'd come up with an idea to be able to work with him. So I said to him, most of my clients are in the same area as your business. How about this? I have 900 people on my mailing list and my 1,000 people actually on my email list, and I'm going to send out every single month, twice a month, I'm going to send out an email newsletter. I said, how about I put your company on the bottom of my email newsletter with a special, a picture of certain different things that you want to do. I'll change it every month if you want, and I will give out your business cards to all the people that come into our school as well as all the brand new students in what we call our Welcome to the Family package. I said, I'll do that in exchange for the phone. The phone was like $575 or whatever the cost was. So he said, good deal. So basically, that's business appreciation. In turn, he's going to put all our flyers on his counter. I'm going to put them, you know, on our counter. And we have a win-win situation. Now, this could be with a phone company. It could be with a pizza parlor. It could be with local restaurants. Literally in my area, we have about 125 stores or businesses that have our flyers, postcards, business cards in their locations. And we, in turn, put a lot of their information in our Welcome to the Family package when a new student starts. So any business, Tom, could be any business that you want to go to, it's a great idea to get to them. And it doesn't have to be a pizza parlor. It could be a Chinese restaurant. It could be anybody. As long as there's some reciprocation back, I think they'll be happy. Anyone else have a question on there?
I have a question.
Sure.
I got a local school that's been up and running probably for the past 4 or 5 years, and I just got wind that they had locked their doors.
This is a martial arts school?
Yes.
Okay.
It's one town over. And I know that they had a pretty good-sized clientele. I'm not sure what the situation was, whether it was financial or what reason why they closed. But what marketing could I use to try to absorb what he has given out?
Well, you know what? First, I would find out what happened, because you never know if it was something bad. If it was something bad, you might want to stay away. That's the first thing, like if it was child abuse or something like that, because we had that recently in one of our local areas where someone was arrested for child molestation, and we wouldn't want to go near any of that. But when it comes to the school, do you have any connections to find out?
Well, I've actually had
the personal number or the owner of the school? Or
I've actually had probably 4 or 5 families already enter my dojo. From that establishment. Apparently, the owner of the school was deployed probably a year and a half ago, and he had a 15-year-old girl running the school for the past year and a half.
Wow.
So I'm thinking it probably broke down to being financial.
Sure. Well, here's a good idea. If you can, if there's any way, shape, or form that you can get in touch with that girl and hire her, and or get her over to you to even give you the list of the people, and then honor whatever you can to help them and get them, you know, if they, you know, a free month or a free 2 months to get you in the program. The next thing is I would go to all the local shops around that school and make a special flyer up stating that you'd like to honor their membership and help out. And you know, the more information you have, the better, because if the guy is a soldier and he was deployed and it's just unfortunate that, you know, he couldn't, you know, keep his business running, this might be a good positive spin for you to help out all those clients and gobble up as many of them as possible.
Right, right.
So I would go locally right around, you know, if he's in a strip mall, go to ask all the people next door if you could just put your flyers in that place. I'm sure they'd be very happy to let you do that, as well as hopefully helping out those poor people that don't have a place to go anymore that were kind of ingrained into his school.
Very good.
Yeah, and if you could find even more information, like who that girl was and get the database, maybe she could help you and you could give her something for helping you get all those people in there, or she might even be a great person to have on staff.
Thank you.
So anyone else out there? Any other questions?
Hi, Ellie. Shane Tossel.
I'm sorry, say it again?
This is Shane Tossel calling.
Hey, how are you, sir?
How are you?
Doing great.
Excellent. Hey, got a question on the Leadbox campaign
sure.
for you. We've started and stopped that campaign, probably 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that we've done that is because we go in, you know, we learn from each time, but we go in and we go to set the lead box, and we even got our names on the back with our contact number, and we talk to the manager and let them know that, hey, this is how this is going to work, and You know, we reciprocate with them and have the, give them a free membership for the manager. If, if they don't want to use it, then we'll allow it, them to pass it along to one of their staff members.
Right.
And as long as the box is producing, we'll keep the box in their location, and we'll keep that, that thing going. Now, here's what happens. We put the boxes out, and we also let them know, if you got to get rid of the box for any reason, just give us a call and let us know.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would say 50% of those boxes over the course of 6 weeks are gone.
Okay.
And we go back, my district manager came in, they don't want it, da-da-da. Or, you know, this
right.
happened or this happened. I guess, you know, and so it gets a little bit discouraging for some of the staff members. And then we had staff members that were placing them just one on one side of town. Then they go to do the lead boxes, and they had, you know, they were all over town. 3 hours later, they came back and checked 7 lead boxes because they didn't
right.
have them set.
Well, think
order.
About this, and, you know, I would like to just, I'm going to play devil's advocate, and this is kind
sure.
of something, you know, I've done the same thing as you, where, you know, you get demotivated on a specific style campaign, but this is, there are a few questions I always ask clients, and I'll say the most important question is this, is if you ran an ad in the newspaper, and it cost you, let's say, $350 or $300, it's like rolling the dice in Las Vegas.
Correct.
You never know who's going to call. You never know what kind of response you're going to get. A lead box is similar. Any kind of marketing is similar. But at least let's say you put out 100 boxes. You went back next week. 50 of them were destroyed and stolen. And the other 50, you had 100 leads total, and out of them, 90 were bogus, but you signed 10 people up. Those 10 people times whatever you signed up, how much your yearly rate is, that's $15,000.
Right.
So you say to yourself, is the effort worth it? Obviously. You know,
right.
So it's discouraging, but the point of the matter is that, you know, one lead is worth the campaign. For example, if I ran an ad in the paper and it cost me $1,000, but I only got one client, and that one client signed up for 1 year and they referred one person, they would have their customer value is like $4,000. It might take me a year to make that money up, but it was still a profitable campaign.
Right.
So when
okay.
we look at our lead boxes, do we say, yeah, well, you have to be a little bit more organized with setting your you know, your route up so that whoever does go and collect, they could go from one store to the next and then the next, and they're not going to spend 6 hours. But even if they did spend 6 hours and they got you back 4 leads that out of all those boxes that signed up, it was well worth the time and effort.
Right.
Now, if we do that every week, now that's 4 times 4, you know, adds up. Or you do that for 10 weeks straight and you've got 40 new students. Now you could start looking at it saying, well, maybe I don't need as many lead boxes. You see, the ultimate goal for a school, and I think most people always miss this, is that we need to look at the small numbers. You know, everyone, when I ask, what do you want to accomplish, people say, I want more students. And I say, well, why do you want more students? They don't really have a good answer for me. Most of the time we think as martial artists very linearly. We go, more students equals more money. So if we want to make more money, we need more students. It's not always the case. There are other things that we could be doing. For example, one of my next level clients that I do elite one-on-one weekly consulting, we got him to just by changing a few things within 2 months, got him to raise his income $5,000 a month. And he only added on a few students. It was really about raising his prices, retailing better, doing more special events, doing upgrade programs, and so on. So I'm not running off path. What my point is on the lead boxes is, when is it not worth it to you? And, you know, if you got 20 leads every single month off of this campaign, but you kept them coming in every month, at the end of the year you'd have 240 new students. How many students do you want?
Right, right. And I think, you nailed it. That's exactly what it was.
It's discouraging and frustrating where you almost
exactly,
go, let's throw the
exactly.
baby out with the bathwater because the water's dirty. And,
yes.
you know, it is not a fun job. Like when I'll go, we just did a campaign at a local minor league baseball stadium. And, you know, I don't like being out there with postcards. I've been doing this for 17 years running this school and the martial arts for 39 years, yet I'm out there saying, hey, you want to try out a free class? And people ignore you, and you say to yourself, like, why bother? But you know what? The point of the matter is if you want business, you're going to have to either get someone to do it for you or be out there yourself. And it's never going to change. The dirt of the business is always going to be the same. We're always going to be striving for new students, no matter how good our retention is. And we're always going to have to get out there. And, you know, really honestly, if we think about it, if all we need is 100 more students, we could go out there tomorrow and meet 1,000 people. If we met 1,000 people, we're going to get those 100 students.
Right.
You know, and it's really about getting out there. Most of the time, though, as you know and I know, everyone probably understands, is that most people don't want to get out there. They don't want to take the time. And we're like, oh, we've been doing this forever. Who wants to? get out there and do that, but that's all we need. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
We should talk more, because I know you're a client, so of Next Level, I want to talk more with you and try to help you and you know, work with this, but what we need to do is set some goals for you, and that's, I'm going to close up with the last final thing is basically all about what success is. You know, for everyone who's listening, even in later archives, you have to determine what you want for success. You know, most of the time, we don't know what we want. So we're out there, and we're almost like a ship without a sail just floating around in the ocean hoping that the tide's going to bring us to where we want to go. Basically, success is a matter of what you set your goals on. And you know, it could be 50 students. For example, I have one client that I just talked to. This is an amazing situation where she basically, her and her husband run the school. They only teach 14 hours a week, total, 14 hours a week. They're Monday through Friday, no Saturdays and Sundays. They have 100 students at $135 per month. They're bringing in around $17,500 a month with the total gross, you know, retail, little stuff, and they're working 14 hours. That is like the perfect model. I even broke it down. That's $312 per hour for the time that they're open. And the school is going to gross about $210,000 per year. Not bad for part-time training. So why is our model always going to be, when we build our schools, 50 hours a week? I mean, I fall into all these categories. So what I'm telling you guys is this, because I know. I mean, my main headquarters school is 68 classes per week we teach. Imagine what it takes to staff that, to maintain that. It's just torturous. And, you know, if you, like this one couple, they're looking to expand. I said, you know what? Don't expand that much. Maybe add on 20 more students, and then once you get to the point that you want to be, raise your prices a little. And you have low stress, high quality, high profitability without anything going on, and you're living the dream where, you know, 14 hours a week, man, that's pretty that's pleasurable. You know, this is a full-time job. 14 hours a week is like being on vacation.
Right.
So it really all depends what we look at as success in our lives, and that's important for us to figure that out. What do we want to live our lives like? How many days a week do we want to work? How many students do we want to have? How much money are we shooting for? You know, very often I fall into the category when I reach a certain goal, I'm shooting for the next goal, and then the next goal, and the next goal, and I don't think I'll ever be happy until I'm dead, you know, and that's not a good way to live our lives, because we have to say what makes us comfortable, what makes us successful, and then we start the millionaire next door kind of philosophy where we save, we invest, and we market, and we don't kill ourselves. It's about working smart, not working hard, and working on our business, not working in our business, and being able to live the lifestyle that we've always dreamed of. That's very much the most important thing ever. So I hope that makes sense to you guys, and really basically what I've found in my life is that, you know, it's about determining what you want, setting goals on a regular basis. Like right now, we should all be setting our goals for 2008. We should all be sitting down saying, well, how much money are we going to spend on marketing? What areas are we going to do marketing? What area do we want to build in our school? Because very often if we want more children, we ought to change our marketing to be for children. If we want more adults, we have to tailor our marketing towards adults. And that's important. We seem to miss that. We have a blanket flyer that says, you know, everyone wants to do martial arts, but not everyone does. So we might want to target the area that we're low in. We want to get more children, maybe. We want to get more teens, maybe. So that's where we set our marketplace. Then we start looking, where do teens like to go? What do they like to do? Where can we reach them? What are the media that they listen to? What TV shows do they watch? You know, where do they hang out? That's where we put our lead boxes at that point, or that's where we put our flyers, or that's where we go and meet and have a little questionnaire and ask them questions and hand out a free pass. It's really about getting out there and just one student at a time growing your location. And once the volume, you know, you get to like a Tiger Shulman kind of mentality where they have 26,000 students from what was the last count that I heard in their organization, that's when the balls roll into a point where your marketing is more impersonal and you don't have to actually get out there. But for most mom-and-pop successful school owners, we don't need to go out and kill ourselves. We literally could just basically do it one student at a time to reach the level. We could do $250,000 a year like this one small couple is doing at 14 to 15 hours a week. I mean, that to me is the simplicity and beauty in action. So any other questions, guys?
Allie, it looks like there were a couple that were online here that were sent in online.
Oh, okay, I didn't see them. I refreshed twice, so why is that not
I've got a question from Anthony Quattrochi from Wappinger Falls.
Oh, he's trouble, that guy.
He would like to know what the average retention percentage and the new student count per month is.
Okay. Well, you know what? It all depends on the school. You know, national averages, and by the way, I was only kidding because Anthony's one of my best clients. He's been with us for 2+ years, and he quadrupled his school in less than 2 years, Anthony. He actually moved from a small location. He's got this gorgeous location. Actually, I took my entire summer camp to visit his school and do a class with him. He's phenomenal. And Anthony is one of those guys that I was talking about before who's a go-getter, where he pretty much, if you ask him to do something and give him an idea, bam, he's out there doing it. So this is the answer. When I hear industry standards, I hear that the most people last about 20 months in the martial arts. Now, I would say that that's the extreme average. A student will last 20 months in the martial arts. But, I mean, I have people in my school, and, of course, they're the minority, but I have people, kids that are in my school that started when they were 2.5 and they're now 17 years old. I have students that have been training with me for as long as 17 years. We have 55 active training black belts. We've promoted about 200, but 55 active training black belts in our organization, and they've been with us for a minimum of 7 to 14 years. But industry standards states about 20 months a student will stay, and that's scary. But that all depends on you and what you do, what your curriculum is like, how you're working, how hard you're working on retention, and that's a very important thing. You know, if you have personal contact, retention is going to go through the roof. If you could reach those people and communicate your vision to the people, retention goes through the roof. And so what was the other question that Anthony had also asked?
It was not from Anthony. That was the only question that Anthony had. I have another question here from Sarah from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, okay. Now I got it. I see it online. It says, I know Member Solutions has a new program called Event Manager. I was thinking of using it for signing people up to the Buddy Days and Parent Nights Out, exposure through my website and online advertising. What do you think about it? Well, if I didn't think it was a great program, I wouldn't be involved with Member Solutions anymore. And I'm just kidding a little bit on that, but I think that it is the perfect program for any school owner, and I'll tell you why. That the less you could do as a school owner, as the manager, the better. Because, you know, for all the time that you're going to take on signing a person up, enrolling them into a program, getting them in organized, and, you know, all that stuff is going to be taken away from the really important parts where you could be using to grow your school and get it to be, you know, like the marketing and so on. So I think the event manager is a no-brainer. I think that it's a perfect program for school owners to simplify their lives as well as giving this overall professional idea and making them a better, you know, making them see you as a much more professional organization. But it's also going to help you organize yourself and become a better owner. Now, I do have I hope that answered the question. Anthony did have an ending on that question when he said, what's average retention and new student count per month? The student count per month, of course, we'd love for it to be 100 or 200 per month, which is not realistic. So what we want to do is find out our quit rate. Our quit rate is basically how many students we're losing. So we want to find out on an average over the last 12 months how many people quit each month and then average it out. So let's say the example is 10 students quit per month. How many new students do we have to get per month? 10 of them per month would just keep us where we are. And very often when we look at retention in a school, and I talk to school owners, they go, I have great retention. And I do believe that they think they do. And there is one flaw on the Member Solutions software when it says student retention when we enter our contracts. And that flaw basically means that if we had 100 contracts today and next month we have 100 contracts, that we have 100% retention. But it doesn't say how many we've lost. We just could have plugged 10 new people in and lost 10 old people. So when we look at our retention, we have to look at how many people are coming in the door and how many people are going out the door. If we find out our quit rate for the month, then at that point we will know how many people we on average, and first of all, if we improve that and fix that, it'll be less every month by increasing our retention. But now when we add on 10 or 20 new students per month, we're able to overcome, you know, the difference, and that's where our school starts to grow. Now, it's not always about student growth. Sometimes it's virtually about sometimes upgrading a student from a basic program to a more advanced program, because if you go from like 120 to 170 a month, that's like adding on half a student right there. So necessarily, it not necessarily does it mean new students is what's going to be the goal, because if your goal is X amount of income, it doesn't necessarily have to equate to X amount of students. Does that make sense? I think it should. And does anyone else have any questions? We only have probably about like 5 more minutes. It went really quick.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Kathy from Dixon, California.
Hey,
and
Kathy.
Going back to the core, going back to foundation,
mm-hmm.
we've never implemented an upgrade program.
Okay.
So we're looking for help.
Absolutely. Well, I'd love to help everyone out there. So you guys, just so you know, get your pens handy. You can always email me any day. And I say this, and I've even given my cell phone number out, because I'll give it out right now, because no one really takes advantage of it, so it's not like I'm inundated with phone calls, because everyone either, one, is too busy, or two, they just feel like they're going to bother me. But here's my email address. It's Renshi, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I, Ninja, at AOL.com. Again, I'll say it, R-E-N-S-H-I-L-I-N-I-N-J-A at AOL.com. You could email me with any questions that you'd like. And then here's my cell number. Just don't call me today, because afterwards I'm going to pick up my daughter, so call me tomorrow. It's 631-374-6518. And anybody could call me, 631-374-6518. And I'd love to go over some things, and if I'm busy, I'll just either, one, not answer, or two, I'll answer and ask us to set up an appointment. Or, most importantly, you could call up Member Solutions and set up a one-on-one call, and we could do a 20-minute one-on-one coaching call as much as you'd like throughout the month. Well, I usually do 3 or 4 times a month. So now, to answer your question now again, basically, What was the most important thing that you wanted to know about your question? What was it? There was, because there's a few different things on it.
We don't really have a method right now of taking people who seem to be satisfied with just the
to
basic
another
level,
let's say.
Yeah, and so how do
okay.
we increase money?
Well, the first thing you have to do is design the upgrade program, and you know, taking it to the next level clients, again, I keep saying this, and I'm doing it more than I normally would do, because this is kind of like a taking it to the next level seminar today. But what we basically do is we have a few different packages. And I feel that if we're not offering more to our clients, basically what's going to happen is we're shooting ourselves in the foot. You know, you should have like a program A 2 days a week, a program B 3 days a week, a program C unlimited training. Then you should have a black belt club. Again, I always say this. Don't call it Black Belt Club. Call it the Viper Team, or call it the Elite Training Program. I think the Black Belt name ties too much into this aura of being a Black Belt, and people shy away from it. So call it a special team, special club. And, for example, maybe you meet once a month on the last Monday of the month, and that's what we do. And you do 12 of those a year, and then you have 3 seminars. Then you could charge, you know, another $25, $30 a month for that. They get a special uniform. They get 10% off on their equipment. And you have these different tiers of a program. You could ask your clients, too. That would be a great way of finding out, like, what would they like to see? What would they like to see more of? What would they, you know, like to do that you're not doing? And then you basically get out there and you start developing these programs. Because, again, it's really about finding and bringing people up through the ladder. You know, most people start off at the basic primal kind of program, basic program, and then you want to get them through their progression in the years of training to become the most elite program, eventually become instructors, and eventually hopefully help you teach or run a school or open up their own school and so on. So you got to have these different tiers. And I'd be more than happy to work with you on that.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you could just email me or call me, and I'd love to talk to you. I think it'll be it's easy to do. And if you were a client of Next Level, you basically would just go on and download all my programs, and then you could cut and paste them and then tailor them to however you want to do that. It's so simple. Rather than coming up with a whole blueprint yourself, see, again, taking it to the next level is basically there to save you guys so much time. We have monthly income generators. You click the flyers there. It gives you the layout of what to do. You don't have to figure out everything. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You know, systems, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10-week calls, referral programs, you know, income generators. We do tournaments, inter-school tournaments, parents' night outs, and we also are showing you different marketing tools. Anything you could ever need is available for you, but it's not this, like, pick and search kind of method. It says month one, get all of these things in effect, and then we'll move on to month two. Not just a piece of them. Don't just – most people will take my referral program, and they'll pick and choose things of it that they like, and then they'll say to me, it didn't really work for me. And the reason why it didn't work is because they didn't use the actual program in its entirety. They didn't market it the way they should have. So then the results are not there, and they believe that it's the idea, not really the follow-up and follow-through. So I'd be more than happy to help you on any of the stuff that you need. Just let me know.
Okay.
Any other questions out there? I have time for, like, one more.
Hey, Kathy, this is Dwight Woods in Miami, and I can vouch for Renshi Ali's professionalism and his true willingness to help us out.
Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. That really makes me feel good. So thank you very much. I do honestly think that the consulting industry has become my next tier of instruction where, you know, initially, as we all know, as martial artists, we wanted to start off and teach our art to the world and as many people as possible. And I realized, like, not everyone out there wants to be a ninja. So they don't want to train in my art. So I figured, how else can I help the industry? And I really want to go out there and help people recognize their dreams because I do believe the martial art people are a special breed of individual. And we have a certain calling in our lives to help others. And that's why I started consulting. And that's what makes me most excited about the people that I do elite consulting with because they're literally changing the face of their business by leaps and bounds. And it's not so much that it's me, it's that it's someone that is mentoring another person and holding that person accountable. Every single week, someone has to, be checked on and followed up on to see what's going on. So, a lot of times being an owner is bad for us because we run our show. If we don't feel like doing something, we don't do it. And I find that I fall into this category sometimes, too, where I'm the boss. I don't have to market today if I don't want to. I don't have to make my phone calls today if I don't want to. And tomorrow becomes a week, and then a week becomes a month, and all of a sudden we're behind the eight ball looking at our numbers going, wow, we're in trouble. So we have to really, really have someone there to mentor us and work with us. And that's what a consultant does if they do it the right way. So any last questions? I think that's about it, Angela. We're ready to wrap it up. So, again, my challenge to you guys is the journaling, and if you do it for 2 weeks, email it to me, and I will give you a free DVD of your choice just as a way to say thank you for doing hard work. The second thing is if you're interested in taking it to the next level, you could go on the website, and it's very inexpensive. We have a great program through Member Solutions where they basically will pay towards your membership through the client education program, the SEP program, and I honestly believe it's one of the most powerful programs out there. So if you're interested, you can either email me or call me, and I'll explain why it's going to work for you, and I will love to hear from you on email or the phone and talk about things. So thanks so much for being on my call today. Everyone have a great day. Angela, thanks for helping me today, and I look forward to hearing from all of you. Take care. See you soon.
Thank you, Allie.
Bye.
And thank you all for attending the Knockout the New Year teleseminar series, and I hope you have a wonderful holiday.